CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
Stocks waffled on Wednesday as investors digested a steady message from the Federal Reserve, and companies were up against already high expectations for profit growth. The S&P 500 finished virtually flat right at the 4,400 level, with smaller stocks bouncing back, yet Apple and Microsoft weighing on the index, despite reporting fabulous earnings that investors apparently had fully anticipated. After the Fed's July meeting ended, Chair Jay Powell sought to reassure the market that no material policy change is yet in sight, suggesting the central bank will need to see significant economic improvement in coming months before easing back on its $120 billion in monthly bond purchases. That's a prelude to any eventual hike in interest rates. Powell nodded toward the risks the Delta strain surge could restrain certain business activities, but noted that each COVID wave has had a diminished economic impact. Stocks tied to the economic pace, such as banks and energy shares, were outperformers on the day. The muted overall index action leaves the S&P 500 up more than 2% for the month of July and just 0.5% from its record high, running into the sometimes difficult month of August, sitting on an impressive 17% gain so far in 2021. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.